Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here on this Monday morning. And on this Monday morning, we've got a busy 7 o'clock interview here. We'll start. We've got Yvonne Hall. We also have Markel Porter in from CCC, who will introduce our special guest here in a bit. But first, Yvonne, kind of busy weekend, great weekend. I saw photos from Raven Madness, but also drove past the Trunk or Treat, and it's got some other stuff going on as well. So I'll let you kind of talk about that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes, we have a full house with us today. Markel will talk about all of that, but we have some amazing performers going to be on campus today, and we are looking forward to that. But as far as this last week and the weekend went, you are correct. Trunk or Treat, of course, we tagged on to the Chamber of Commerce's Spooktacular, which is always a fabulous event. And then we had Trunk or Treat, and we had folks lined out over to Nellis West, and the event took place in the Student Union parking lot. So great turnout. Huge thanks to our community. We love being able to love on our community. And so we're glad they came out. And then afterwards, we did a first ever Raven Madness, where we introduced our two basketball teams, men's and women. Band performed, cheer and dance performed, and then we had some amazing three-point competition and some dunk contest, and it was quite the event. So we're going to do that again next year, and we are looking forward to that.
Yeah, I saw some of the photos from that Raven Madness. Coach Herkelman shooting a bit, Coach Liker shooting.
Yes.
So that looked like it was a fun night.
It was a great night. And then, you know, we had a couple of players that actually lifted up one of the other players so he could dunk. So that's how we ended on a high. It was
there
great.
All right. We got some stuff coming up in November as well, Junior Senior Day and then the Raven Holiday.
Absolutely. Junior Senior Day is a huge opportunity for local and area junior and seniors to come in and check out what Coffeyville Community College can offer for them. We have 15 technical programs as well as all of our main campus programs, and so it's a great way for students to be able to meet the instructors, meet the program directors, get some one-on-one time with them, and then eat in the cafeteria, see what that's like, get a campus tour, and just explore Coffeyville Community College. And we'll be giving away some great prizes, too. So if you're interested, then you can register on our website at coffeyville.edu.
All right. And the Raven Holiday?
Oh, Raven Holiday. We are so excited to have Raven Holiday back. November 18th will be Raven Holiday. It's one of our most favorite events. We usually have over 1,000 people on campus for that. It's all free to the public. Each one of our programs and activities will have a booth where kids can come and play games and get goodies, and Santa will be there, and so we'll take pictures with Santa. It's just a great night to come out and enjoy.
All right. Well, Yvonne, appreciate you stopping in this morning. I know it feels like the fall semester just started, but it's almost over.
Yeah, we'll be enrolling for spring coming up pretty quick. So if you're not ready or if you want to talk about classes, then give our student success a call or email them at studentsuccess@coffeyville.edu, and they will be happy to help you on that journey.
All right. Well, now we'll hand it over to Markel Porter and allow her to introduce our special guest all the way from Maine that doing a performance later on today here at CCC. So, Markel, good to have you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. We are excited to bring in a piano duo called Duo Mundi, George and Guli. So we have featured here George Lopez and also Gulimina Mahamuti. All right, welcome. We're very excited to have you.
Hello, everyone. Greetings from Duo Mundi,
George and Guli. Yes, this is George Lopez. I'm artist in residence, pianist and conductor at Bowdoin College, small liberal arts college in Brunswick, Maine, where I've been for 12 years.
This is Gulimina Mahamuti. I came far away from China, but I had a great opportunity to study and meet my friend, dear friend Michael, who has been so graciously arranged all of these events for us, and we look forward to coming to Coffeeville and to share our music with young audiences and different audiences today.
Yeah, Markel went above and beyond for us, and so we're super excited to engage young students, engage the community, and offer a really interesting program of music tonight for one piano, four hands. So Gulimin and I will be side by side. Sometimes she'll be on the high end of the keyboard, and sometimes I will. So it's definitely going to be a dramatic, expressive, and very sexy program.
Very entertaining. I've been watching the videos of when you performed mm-hmm. in Portland,
yes.
And I've been sharing it with as many people as I can. They've been shared it multiple times on our Facebook page for the CCC Fine Arts. Well, today we start our morning out after our radio mm-hmm. show at 10:30. We are inviting elementary students to come in, mm-hmm. fourth graders,
wow.
and so I think that will be a fun time for
yes,
you.
Yes, I told George how significant it is, because when I got up this morning, I said, can you imagine we are bringing music, classical music, to young audiences? I have twin boys. They are 7.5 years old. So to have them be able to constantly go to a classical concert hall is my goal as a mother. So now today we are almost like as a parents to play for the young children and to share our love of music and especially classical music. So we are very happy to and very excited, and we cannot wait to play for the young audiences to see how their reaction would be.
And Gulimin is right. Playing for young people is so important. I was one of those kids in an auditorium in fourth and fifth grade, hearing people come to my community. I was living in Texas at the time as a child, and just being so excited about hearing a piece by Mozart. You know, I grew up on pop music and R&B. I didn't know from Mozart from anything. So there are still lots of kids out there who, when they hear this music, they fall in love with it. And so it's a great opportunity, and so grateful to Markel for arranging this opportunity for the community.
Yes, and as a piano educator, we see the importance to educate our young children and then to foster their love of classical music. Only if we bring in this kind of music, and the kids will get cultivated and they understand what is classical music about. So when we travel overseas or perform elsewhere, we are very mindful of doing outreach program as such. So thank you so much, Michael.
And it just offers another opportunity for the young people to enjoy another kind of music. It's an option. You know, sometimes in some of the most dire circumstances globally, classical music is what really speaks to the heart. And don't be fooled or mistaken. Guli and I, we listen to pop music all the way over here from Kansas City. We were rocking out on Journey and all kinds of things. So we have a very eclectic taste as well. But we fell in love with classical music as young kids, which we hope some of the students today will.
You know, I was just going to say that I was not really exposed to classical music until I started taking piano lessons.
Yes.
When I was in seventh grade, or uh-huh. eighth grade, one of the two. I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really my first taste. My parents, we listened to the radio, and we sang a lot of Southern gospel stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
We were full of music, but this was just a whole new kind of music for us.
That's how the serious music journey all started, right? How that all started.
Yes.
And so I remember when George travels to France or Italy, and we recently went to Portugal. Everywhere we go, we want to see how children react to music and how they are involved with the classical musical scene. So I think what you have done today is very meaningful for us. We're very grateful to be in front of over 100 students.
Yes.
Yes, amen.
Wow.
Well, you know, it was George who inspired this part of our day, because I was watching the interview with the Portland
Yes.
The organ,
Conservatory of
Main
Music.
Main Conservatory, yes.
Portland Conservatory.
And you were talking about exposing this, you know, to children that we need to be exposed. And it's like, yes, we do. I used to, when I went to Pitt State, I was in my 30s when I went back to school, and I dragged my kids to everything. You know?
Right.
Yes. And they do remember you, Gulimina.
Yes. Oh, that special connection with Michael, I have to say, because of that, we are able to be here today and to meet the staff members. And thank you so much for inviting us to be here. And we are very, very excited.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. It's a unique opportunity here. And, you know, just guys have you guys in, talk about all you're doing. So that's early this morning, the fourth graders. And what's on the deck for the rest of the day?
So that is at 10:30, and then this afternoon we have a couple of area piano students coming in to participate in a master class. We don't get these kinds of opportunities in this area very often, and so that was another thing that just started wheeling in my brain, and you know, to bring the area music teachers together.
We also want to be very encouraging and to let students know what is the teaching or learnings about. So please come if you feel like to come to see what is the masterclass is about and how do we interact with the students. We would love to see you there, and the more the merrier.
And in a way, the masterclass is a unique opportunity to see what goes on in a piano lesson. It's basically a public forum. It's watching someone in a piano lesson in public. So it's a great opportunity, and we not only engage the student who's playing, but we engage those who are sitting and listening as well. So it's a very interesting and different kind of experience.
Yes, that will be at 3:30 at the Spencer Rounds Theater today. And then tonight at 7 o'clock, we will have a concert open to the public as well. Mm-hmm. And we encourage everybody to come in and experience this. Who are some of the composers that you will be performing today?
Yes, we have a large repertoire, but for this venue, it took us kind of a hard decision to decide which one to really bring the joy to the audience. So I will let George to elaborate on our program selection process and how we decided.
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, well, different locations require different kind of repertoire. So for today, we decided to do a real eclectic program of Dvorak, who's a Bohemian composer from Europe back in the 19th century, wrote some really fun dance music. So we're playing a series that Guli selected, beautiful series of Slavonic dances. So for you Slavs out there, come on out and kick up your heels a bit. And then we have some super fun music. I think probably the highlight will be George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue for four hands, one piano.
This is the only one piano, four hands version that we bring in. Also, in addition, we adapted the arrangements based on our own taste. So we have our little bit of twist in this music. And we also brought in a music from the region where I grew up, from Western China, where recently we premiered our edition of that arrangement in Portugal at the 44th International European Piano Teachers Conference. It was very well received. So we thought it would be nice to bring that part of the piano literature to Coffee View, Kansas.
Yeah, and it has an extraordinarily wide range of emotions. It's very dramatic, it's very lyrical, beautiful, romantic, angry. So it's a whole world in itself, and really highlights what the region that Gulimina is from, Xinjiang, is all about.
Yes, Duo Mundi, our name means the two worlds. So when we designed the program, we thought, how could we combine the two worlds, reflecting our two worlds? So basically, we are thinking about, you know, two opposite sides. So we have something from Asian country and some from Latin American. One of the pieces are done by our recently known composer in Boston, and Jose Elizondo, who wrote this piano Latino Americanas. It became very recently very popular and a hit. So that first movement especially has been played by Yo-Yo Ma on cello and played by violin and piano ensemble. And so this is the first time probably we play his music in a live performance venue. So Jose was very happy and excited and looking forward to the reaction from our audience tonight.
So you can see from, you know, Slavic countries to Mexico to Gershwin, although born in Brooklyn, not far from where I was born in Brooklyn, came from Russian Jewish stock. So it's a very eclectic immigrant program as well. And Gulimina and I are very proud to be from very unique backgrounds ourselves. My family comes from Belize, tiny little country that used to be British Honduras, and we're Mayan by heritage. And Guli?
Yes, I was born and raised in the Uyghur family in the northwestern part of China called Xinjiang. So technically, I am Chinese-born American pianist.
So besides your performances here in Coffeyville, any other things going on with you guys making the trip to the area?
Yes, today evidently is a full day, and we're so energetic and excited for that. And tomorrow we'll be in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and we will do events and masterclass. Masterclass is in the morning, and Pittsburgh State University, that's where our friendship started, me and Michael.
Yes.
Yeah, and our concert is at 7:30 p.m. at Pitt State. I don't remember the name of the venue, but it's the main concert venue there.
McGree Recital Hall, I guess, huh? That's at the Pittsburgh where we had our students' days together.
Yes.
Certainly brought back so many memories yesterday. It's been too long to come back.
Well, tell everyone, when did you two meet, actually?
I'm trying to think. It was 2005.
Exactly.
I had already finished my bachelor's at Pitt State in vocal performance, and I was getting ready to start my master's.
Yes.
And just before school started, Gulimina had come in and just milling around the hallway, and we met each other.
Yes.
And we became instant friends. Took her on her first picnic.
Yes.
We would go on picnics there on campus. I kept a blanket under the sink in McCray Hall.
Oh my God.
And, you know, when it was those nice days, I'd go get those out. We'd go sit on outside. And
my first ever beautiful lunch on the lawn with Michael.
Yes.
And you were so kind. To this day, I still remember how you helped me with my notes, and especially for history, as a newly comer to the United States. English speaking has become pretty challenging, and to be able to comprehend lectures, all of the lectures with the standard speed, as an international student, that's quite challenging. So Michael has always been there for me. And if I needed, and she would slowly speak to me and very patiently pointed out what the important lecture content has been. So that's a beautiful memory, how our friendship started.
And Matt, I'm sure many of your KGGF audience members out there have been in places where they don't know anybody. They may not know the language if they're in a foreign land, and what it means for someone to sort of step up and help them out and make them feel welcome. And so we're very grateful for Markel and every one of you who have helped those of us who travel and are, you know, alone without family or friends in a foreign place. So very grateful for that.
Well, Markel, I appreciate you bringing them in to talk about what they're doing here today, and just remind everybody what the schedule looks like today, and then we'll wrap up.
Mm-hmm. 10:30, our elementary students will be coming in. 3:30 is the master class with a couple of the area piano students, and that is open to the public as well. And then 7 o'clock is the Duo Mundi concert, and it is all open to the public. They have graciously decided to come on donation, and so we are asking folks, area folks, to donate what they can. But otherwise, we wanted to make it accessible to the community, so the concert is free.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy your time here while you're in the area. And again, thanks for bringing them in, and encourage everyone to go check them out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please come. We look forward to meeting everyone in person through our music. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.